All right, today we are going to continue our study on Mark.
今天呢，我们继续啊马可福音的讲道。
Now, this text from today, which is Mark chapter 9, verse 14 to 32, actually continue from 2 months ago.
今天的啊经文呢是马可福音九章十四节到三十二节。然后呢，但是呢，是两个月前的讲到的继续。
So if you remember that 2 months ago I came to preach you about Jesus' transfiguration.
你或许记得两个月前我来这里讲耶稣登山变相。
And so this story is a continuation of Jesus' transfiguration.
这个呢，实际上是耶稣变相以后的继续。
Let's come and read this text together.
让我们现在一起读。
You know, if you read English, you can read with me together, and then we'll read Chinese. Okay.
读英文，再读中文。
One, two, three. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them, and scribes arguing with them. And immediately, all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and ran up to him and greeted him.And he asked them, What are you arguing about with them? And someone from the crowd answered him, Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid.So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able. And he answered them, O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy.And he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked the father, How long has this been happening to him? And he said, From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.And Jesus said to him, If you can't, all things are possible for one who believes. Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it,You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him, and never enter him again. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose.And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. They went on from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know.For he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise. But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him.
好，我们现在一起读马可福音九章十四节到三十二节，我想这样，要不弟兄们读其包括的，然后姐妹们读其所，我们一起印这个地方，好不好？大家把圣经拿出来，或者看这个也行。 我想弟兄们开始十四节啊，请。
耶稣走到他们那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和长老们。
众人一见耶稣，都甚稀奇，就往上去问他答案。
耶稣问他们说：“你们和他们见的是什么？”
众人中间有一个人回答说：“牧师，我带我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着。”
无论他们在哪里，鬼为我问他，把他叫来，他从口中吐沫沫，叫来他谢世，身体不快。我请说你们能把话回答进去，他们却是不能。
耶稣说：“哎，今天的时代，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我只在你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。”
他们就站在大海，他们见耶稣，鬼也把他重重的束缚，倒在地上，翻来覆去，口中流沫。
耶稣问他父亲说：“他这个地有多少份子呢？”回答说：“从小到小。”
鬼一次把他扔到火里、水里。要灭他，你能把他弄死了，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”
还在这东西里想还在说，不信，那他信不足，求主帮助。
耶稣还没说完，人往上来，就指着那土鬼说：“你这个土样的鬼，我吩咐你从那里头出来，再不要进去。”
那鬼喊着了，这才大大抽了一口气，就出来了。孩子好像死了一般，以致众人都幻说他是死了。
但耶稣拉着他的手，不把他起来，他就站起来了。
耶稣听了鬼子，人又对着他的门徒说：“我们为什么不能赶他出去呢？”
耶稣说：“被引导好，谁的一个鬼不能赶出来。”
他们离开那地方，经过加利利，耶稣便与人说话。
于是叫门徒说：“人死将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后，过三天他要复活。”
门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。
The sermon today, the title is "Keep Watch, Keep Watching Jesus."
今天讲到的题目就是警醒仰望主耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, this is your wisdom.
亲爱的天父，这是你的智慧。
This is your revelation from heaven to earth.
这是你从天上向我们的启示。
This is not a common story.
这不是一个普通的故事。
This is not a common miracle.
这不是一个普通的神迹。
This is a story that reveals the truth about your kingdom.
这是一个向我们启示你天国的故事。
We pray that you will give us good concentration in the next hour.
我们向你祷告，祈求你给我们注意力。
We pray that you will open our hearts to listen to your word.
我们祷告，求你开我们的心，我们能够听你的话。
We pray that you listen, you will open our mind that we may be able to understand the true meaning of this story.
我们向你祈求，求你开我们的心，让我们能够懂得你这个故事后面的真正的道理。
And that we will indeed keep watch and keep watching Jesus.
让我们确确实实的是警醒仰望主耶稣。
Help us to understand the gospel.
求你帮助我们懂得这个福音。
Help us to embrace the gospel.
让我们能够接受这个福音。
Help us to follow this gospel all the days of our life.
让我们能够跟从这个福音在我们的一生中。
And we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, for many Christians, this is a very familiar story.
对很多基督徒来说呢，这个故事和大家很熟悉。
But when you look closely at this story, you realize that this is a very, very strange story.
如果你仔细地读的话，你会不觉得这个故事实际上是很奇特的，很奇怪的。
You know, many people who read the story or study the story together, they never realize how strange this story is.
也许很多人都研究过或者读这个故事，但是呢，他从来没有意识到呢，这个故事确实是很奇怪的。
Very often we would focus on the conversation between Jesus and the man, the father.
通常呢我们都会把我们注意力放在那个这个父亲和这个耶稣的这个对话上面。
You know, verse 23, Jesus said to him, all things are possible for one who believes.
特别是那个第23节耶稣说的，在信的人凡事都能。
My goodness, this is the golden verse, isn't it?
确实是，这是个金句，对吧？
Now, if you frame it up and sell it in a Christian store, you know, you can sell millions of that.
如果你给它放在一个镜框里，在那个基督徒的书房里，那商店里，当然你可以卖很多。
Now, everybody wanted to be on their desk.
那么很多人呢，在桌子上希望有这段话。
All things are possible for one who believes.
在信的人凡事都能。
So people say, if you have faith, you can overcome many troubles in your life.
那有人就会告诉你了，你如果有信心，你生活上很多困难你都能克服。
You can overcome your financial troubles.
你有经济上的困难没有问题。
You can overcome your difficulty in study.
如果你读书有问题也不是问题。
In your work, in relationship.
在你的工作上或者在你家庭关系上。
If you have faith in God, He will bless you and give you power to overcome any obstacles.
如果你信上帝，你有信心，上帝就会祝福给你，给你能力，你就可以克服所有的那个困难。
If you, in case you don't have enough faith,
如果你信心不够的呢？
You can always say like the father, I believe, help my unbelief.
你就可以像那个父亲这么说，我信哪，求主帮助我的不信。
So very often people make this father the hero of the story.
很多时候呢，大家都把这个父亲呢作为一个英雄，在这个故事里面的。
We want to imitate this father.
或者呢，就是想跟那个父亲学这个父亲。
But is this what the story is about?
那么这个故事确实是这样的吗？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是这样。
If you study closely.
如果你仔细读的话。
You realize this father is absolutely clueless about Jesus.
你就觉得这个父亲其实上对耶稣一点都没
有。You see what he said to Jesus?
你觉得你看他说的是什么？
He said, if you can do anything, have compassion and help us.
你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们帮助。
If you can do anything.
就是你若能做什么。
He's not sure.
他并不确认呢。
You know, he had been carrying his boy to different physicians for help.
也许他带着他的孩子看了很多医生了。
Someone say there was another miracle worker called Jesus. You want to try?
那确实有人会说，哎呀，那边有一个行神迹的，就叫耶稣，你去那试试看。
So he brought him to Jesus and say, if you can.
他就带着孩子到耶稣面前。
But I'm not going to. I'm not going to blame you if you can't because it's a very difficult case.
如果你不承认，那我也不怪你，也确实太难了。
So you think this guy know Jesus?
那么就在想，这个人认识耶稣吗？
He have no idea who Jesus is.
他确确实实不知道耶稣是谁。
So the whole meaning of the story is totally of a different sort.
这个故事呢，确实是另外一个意思。
So I'm telling you here that this story is not really about casting out demons.
那么我现在告诉你呢，这个故事呢，确实不是个赶鬼的故事。
You know, every time when you read a story in the Bible, there is a superficial meaning and there's a much deeper meaning, right?
那么你在读圣经的时候呢，每个故事都有一个表面上的一个意义，但是呢，确实有一个更深的意义。
You read the gospel, you think it's so easy.
你读了福音，你觉得啊，这好容易啊。
I know every word about it.
那我所有的话我都能读懂吗？
But do you really understand the meaning?
但是你真的懂了这个意义吗？
We don't. That's why we have to study.
确确实实我们经常是不懂的，这样子为什么要读圣经？
Do you know who this guy is?
那么你知道这个人是谁吗？
This guy, the TV guy, the show is over. It's called Adrian Monk.
那么这是电影的演员，然后这个电影演员呢，他的名字呢叫 Adrian Monk.
Adrian Monk, yeah. So he was one of my favorite show.
他是我比较喜欢看的。
Adrian is a detective.
他是一个私人侦探。
He is a super detective.
他是个超级的侦探。
You know, every time he had a case.
那么每一个时候呢，他如果有个案件呢
，People come, people show him. You know, Adrian, we already figure out all things.
那有人就会来说，那我们已经把这个案例呢已经搞清楚了。
And Adrian say, no, 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 let's start all over again.
那么这个人呢就会说，没有，我们让从头开始。
Right. So he looked at the crime scene and he would discover things that you never discovered.
他就到那个犯罪的现场去看呢。看到你们没有看到的东西。
And when we study the Bible, we have to be like Adrian also.
那么，
我们读圣经的时候呢，我们就应该像这个人。
We want to understand the deeper meaning.
我们应该懂更深的意义。
Have you been to a supermarket where you see something misplaced?
那你到超市的时候，你就会看见有些东西好像不在它应该在的地方。
Have you like you look at this picture? What's wrong?
你看这个照片，那个有什么错的地方
？Mommy, I want a Mountain Dew.
你想要那个喝的那个苏打呢？在下面。
If you grab this, you start drinking. You are in trouble, right?
你要喝下面那个，你喝。
Because this thing is clearly misplaced.
那我们知道这个在那个地方是不对的。
I'm telling you, if you study this story today, you realize how misplaced this story seems to be.
然后你如果仔细读这个故事呢，你觉得，哎，这个故事好像在这个位置地方，这个位置好像不太对。
Let me review with you what all the story leading up to this story.
那么，然后我们再回头讲前面的故事啊，前面到这个故事。
You know, a few months ago, I taught you a preacher sermon about half-blind Peter's confession of Christ.
啊，几个月前呢，我给大家讲这个半瞎彼得的那个基督告白。
You remember what Jesus asked them? Who do you think that I am?
你还记得耶稣问他？你说我是谁
？And Peter say you are the Christ, right?
那个彼得说呢，你就是基督。
Excellent. And then Jesus say, yes, I am Christ, and I'm going to Jerusalem to be killed, and I will resurrect on the third day.
耶稣说很好，我确实就是基督，但是呢，我要到耶路撒冷去。
And what did Peter say?
然后要被。
What did Peter say?
那彼得说什么呢
？I disagree. You're not going to Jerusalem to die, right?
彼得就说。你万万不可到耶路撒冷去死啊！
哦、you should go to Jerusalem, but not to die.
你可以去耶路撒冷，但是你不应该。
He was half blind.
他确确实实半瞎。
All right. So after Peter half blind confession, Jesus prophesied for the first time his death and resurrection.
那在那个半瞎彼得的基督告白、信仰告白后面，耶稣就第一次讲了这个。他受死复活的预言。
And then he talked about what it means to be a disciple. You must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me.
那么他下面就讲，你做一个门徒应该怎么做，就是应该舍己背十字架跟随我。
And then he went up to the mountain and transfigured.
然后他到山上登山变相。
Yeah, what kind of transfiguration are we talking about? He in the mountain he revealed his glory. What glory? Death and resurrection glory.
那么在山上。这个变相是什么意思呢？就是耶稣那个受死复活荣耀的那个预言。
And at the end of today's story, Jesus will prophesy about his death and resurrection the second time.
那么在今天这个故事结束的时候，大家还记得吗？耶稣确实又第二次讲他受死复活的预言。
And what is there to fill in this gap?
那么在这两个中间又是什么呢？填空。
Cast out demons, save a child miracle.
那么在这中间是不是赶鬼救人的神迹啊？啊，救了一个孩子。
Do you feel something is wrong here?
那么你就觉得这是不是好像错了
？You see, if you look at this text as a whole, this whole section, it's clear that the theme is about death and resurrection.
那么你如果把这整个段落都看的话，你一段一段，你确实应该知道这个就是讲耶稣受死复活的。
Yeah, and suddenly you have a miracle.You know, doesn't fit in, right?
那么突然呢，你就觉得这有个赶鬼救人的神灵，这个确实不是太适合这个位置，确实。
All right, I'll show you this. Which one doesn't belong?
那么在这个里面，哪一个不属于这个图画呢
？Which one doesn't belong?
哪一个不是
？Yeah, the doggy, right? No matter how cute this doggy is, the doggy doesn't belong.
那么不管这个狗确实很可爱，但是它确实不属于这个。
So on the surface, this miracle doesn't belong.
那么表面来说，这个神迹确实好像在这里不太位置不太对。
I mean, it's a nice miracle, but it doesn't fit into death and resurrection, isn't it?
那么这个故事确实是很好，但是呢和。死亡复活确实又不是太。
So I can guarantee you that the meaning of this story is not about casting out demons and miracle.
那么我可以告诉你，这个故事不是赶鬼救人。
It's about something else.
是关于另外一个的故事。
All right, let's re-look at this story again.
那么，让我们重新再读这个故事。
This story about Jesus versus a very stubborn unclean spirit.
那么这就是耶稣和一个污鬼征战的故事。
I think a good place to begin is to relook at the story and identify some key phrases that summarize the whole story.
那么在我们读一段故事，读一段经文，我们应该在这里面找一些很重要的一话，然后呢把这个故事呢能够总结起来。
Yes, very good. So let's begin. And when they came to the disciple, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them.
然后呢这里就是他们到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。
Why?
那么第一个他们是谁？
See, they just came down from the mountain.
那么现在大家想到吗？从山上下来。
Who went up to the mountain with Jesus?
那么谁和耶稣到山上去了呢？
Exactly, the three apostles. So, so Jesus, Peter, John, and James now return to the disciples.
那么这里就是这三个啊使徒，这三个使徒就是彼得、约翰、雅各，他们从山上下来。
So key phrase number one, Peter, John, and James.
那么大家记住了，那个他们就是彼得、约翰和雅各。
And so, and when Jesus, Peter, John, and James came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around and also with scribes.
那么现在就是可以这么换起来，就是耶稣、彼得、约翰、雅各到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。大家注意，许多人和文士。
So we add two more key terms to the story: the scribes and the crowd.
这故事就有两个重要的词了，就是众人和文士。
Now let's keep going. And immediately, all the crowd, when they saw him, they were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him.
那么众人一见耶稣就甚稀奇，就跑上去问他们的案。
So we have another phrase called amaze.
那么现在又有一个就是稀奇。
稀奇，对。And then we say, and Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and saying to it, I command you, come out of him, never enter him again.
后来大家注意啊，耶稣斥责那污鬼说，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去，就是斥责和出来。
And so we added another rebuke and come out to the story.
我们又多了斥责和出来。
And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out.
那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风就出来。
So very special, very specific. So crying out and convulsing add to the story.
就是喊叫和抽了一阵风就出来了。
So this is the story. These are the key terms that summarize the story.
那么这就是这些重要的词，他们来总结，把这个故事总结了。
And we know that all these terms appear in Mark chapter 9, verse 14 to 32.
然后我们也知道，这些都是在马可福音那个九章十四节到三十二节中出现的。
But I want to tell you that other than Mark chapter 9.All these terms also happen in another story in Mark.
那么，我现在想告诉大家，就是在马可福音里，另外一个地方，这些词出现了。
There's another story in Mark that all these terms show up also.
就是在马可福音里，确确实实有一段经文，这些词都出现过。
You know what it is?
你知道是什么吗？
That's the reason why I preach you the text last month.
这也是为什么上个月我来讲的。
Remember last month I came to preach to you the devil in the synagogue.
那上天讲到就是会堂里的污鬼。
Mark chapter 1.
就是马可福音。
You know, it's almost Jesus, the first time Jesus went out to preach, devil in the synagogue, there was a devil that came out.
马可一章就好像是耶稣第一次去讲道，就在这个教会堂里。
The synagogue is supposed to be a nice, clean, holy place, right? A church.
那么大家应该知道，这个会堂应该是很圣洁、很干净的地方，就像这个教会一样。
But it's actually a haunted house.
就是就像那个这个是有鬼。
So if you go back to Mark chapter 1, again, Jesus is now facing an unclean spirit.
如果你再回到约翰啊马可福音的第一章，那里确实也是耶稣和污鬼。
And again, you have Peter, John, and James.
你知道那里就有彼得、约翰和雅各。
And again, you have the scribes.
确实也有文士。
You have the crowd, and the crowd were amazed.
你也有众人，众人呢确实很
生气。And again, Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, and the unclean spirit came out.
那个耶稣呢，责斥了这个污鬼，然后污鬼就出来了。
And before the unclean spirit came out, they crying and convulsing.
没有，在这个污鬼出来之前呢，他确实也喊叫了，也抽了一
阵。It's funny, isn't it?
你这确实是。
So we know that all term apply to Mark chapter 9, but even more interestingly, they also apply to Mark chapter 1.
那么这些重要的词，你看，是九章里面有的，但是现在你看看一章里面也有。
So essentially, there is a connection between Mark chapter 1 and Mark chapter 9.
那么大家应该知道了。
It's very important that you link them together. You look at what Jesus said at verse 29. He said to them, this kind cannot be driven by anything but prayer.
那么在29节耶稣怎么说呢？非用祷告这一类的总
结。Jesus did not say this one.Right?
耶稣没有说这一个，
不是这一个 ，right? It's this kind.
耶稣说的是这一类。
What kind?
那么什么类呢
？The same kind as in Mark chapter 1.
那就是跟那个一章一样，但是不会。
You see, they are not the same unclean spirit, but they are the same kind.
那也许他们确确实实不是同一个魔鬼，但是呢，他们是同一类。
So I'm telling you, if you want to understand Mark chapter 9, you have to go back to Mark chapter 1. If you understand Mark chapter 1, you understand Mark chapter 9.
那么你要真正想懂得那个马可福音第九章呢，你再回头到马可福音一章，你懂了一章以后呢，你也就慢慢会懂。
All right, let's go. Let's quickly review.
那么再回到那个
Mark chapter 1, verse 21. And Jesus, Peter, John, James went to Capernaum. Immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, not as the scribes.
那么到了加百农，耶稣、彼得、约翰、雅各就在安息日进了会堂教训人。众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄人，不像文士。
Authority is a key here.
权柄这里确实是很重要的一个词。
And immediately there was in the synagogue a man with unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
在会堂里有一个人被污鬼附着，他喊叫说：“拿撒勒耶稣，我与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是神，我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。”
But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him.
耶稣责备他说：“不要作声，从这个人身上出来吧。”污鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫，就出来。
So you see, this is the same kind of unclean spirit.
那么大家应该知道啊，这污鬼是同一类的。
You have to convulse a little bit before it came out, right?
抽了一阵风，然后。
It's funny. It's the same kind of spirit.
确实是同一类的。
And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirit, and they obey him. And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout the surrounding region of Galilee."
那么众人都惊讶。以致彼此对问说：“这是什么事？是个新道理啊！他用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼也听从了他。耶稣的名声就传过了加利利四方。”
So I want you to notice that the key in the story is authority, sorry, 权柄。
那我想大家注意啊，这里重要最重要的那个词就是权柄。
And Jesus authority over who? Over the scribes.
那么他的权柄比谁大呢？那比文士要大的。
The scribes are false teachers.
那么这个文士呢，其实是假教师。
And Jesus also has authority over unclean spirits.
那么耶稣呢，有权柄，这个权柄大过这个污鬼。
So if you remember from last month,
那么。上个月你们如果能记得的话
，When Satan came to capture the synagogue，
那么撒旦来网罗这个教会如果是会堂。
Satan had two punches。
那么乌鬼呢？不会，撒旦呢有两个拳。
两拳 ，Yeah。The first punch was a demon possession。
那么第一拳呢就是乌鬼附身。
That means one man got possessed, right？
那确实就是有一个人有那个。
But the second punch of Satan is even more powerful.
那么第二拳呢更为有力。
It's scribal deception. That means through the false teaching of the scribe, he deceived the entire synagogue.
那么他确实是文士迷惑，通过这个文士的教导呢，他把整个会场都迷惑。
So two questions: one that this demon can possess man, and the other one the demon can deceive man.
这个两权，这双权，第一个就是巫鬼出身，第二个就是文士迷惑惑众。
And you see, and they are the same type, this kind of spirits.
那么就是。这类巫鬼
So this kind of spirit is very powerful, you know.
那么这样的巫鬼呢，确实是很有能力。
And this kind of spirit always have two punches.
那么这样的巫鬼呢，都有两拳呢。
And you possess a man, it also deceives the crowd.
那么你会让人的附上鬼，然后呢，也让会众的都被迷惑了。
And that's why when Jesus went to all the synagogues throughout all Galilee, he had to do two things.Preaching and casting out demons. So the demons have two punches, Jesus also has two punches.
比如说那就这撒旦呢有两拳，耶稣呢也有两拳。
And Jesus had authority over demons and also authority over the scribes.
那么耶稣呢是君王，他也就是权柄，他的权柄呢就是要超过巫鬼和那个文士。
So every time Jesus go out, he do the double exorcism, not just one, but two.
耶稣出去呢，他要做两个赶鬼，他要做两件事。
He used, he cast out the demon directly from the man who is possessed, but he also used preaching to solve the scribal deception.
那么他当然还要把那个这个魔鬼附身的人身上他要赶鬼，但是呢更重要的呢他是传道，他传道了呢他就把那个文士的那个迷惑呢给搞清楚。
So this is how Jesus defeated Satan's kingdom.
那么这就是耶稣怎么样战胜这个撒旦的国。
So if you go back to Mark chapter 1,
如果你回到马可的那个一章，
We see how this kind of bill works. There was one man that possessed, and the whole crowd deceived.
那么你知道就是这一类的巫鬼是怎么样工作的？那第一个就是一个人被捕了，然后呢，众人呢都被迷惑了。
Now we move this kind of spirit to Mark chapter 9.
然后呢，我们就把这个巫鬼放到九章，那马可福音的九章里来看。
All right, great. We have one child who is possessed, right?
那这里呢是一个孩子被捕了。
Right, you see the parallel? But the question is, who got deceived?
那这里谁被迷惑了呢？
Right, the first contact was in the synagogue. We know the people in the synagogue got deceived. But the question of the second one, who got deceived?
那么我们知道第一个故事里面是一个人被俘了，会堂里的众人被迷惑了。那么第二个呢，我们知道一个孩子被俘。那么现在问题来了，就是谁被迷惑了呢？
Now we're going to find out.After this, you know, Jesus cast out a demon, Jesus was teaching the disciple about something very important.
那么耶稣赶鬼以后就对他的门徒在讲一个很重要的道理。
Jesus said to them, you can even say Jesus preached to them. Jesus preached to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered to the hands of men and they will kill him, and when he is killed on the third day, he will rise.
那么耶稣呢不光是说，实际上是在教训你的门徒，就是说人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后过三天他要复活。
This is the most important teaching in the Christian faith, isn't it?
那么这是在我们基督信仰里面最。
Let's see what the disciples respond to that.
那么门徒怎么回答呢？
The disciple did not understand.
门徒却不明白。
So let me ask you, who got deceived?
那么这里有什么？谁被迷惑了？
The disciple got deceived.
这个门徒被迷惑了。
So Jesus gave the first punch to cast out the demon, but he's giving the second punch when he was trying to tell them about the kingdom.
那么耶稣第一拳打出去，把那个孩子身上的鬼打出来。第二个呢，是在教导这些门徒，那么天国的道理是什么？
But the disciple got deceived.
但是呢，门徒被迷惑。
So what is this story about?
那么这个故事又是。
This story is not about this one child possessed. This story is about a group of Jesus' disciples closest to him being deceived and not able to understand the gospel.
那么 这个不仅仅是一个孩子那个被鬼扶住了赶鬼，这个实际上是在讲一群门徒他们被迷惑了，他们不懂得神啊耶稣的教导，他们的天主的道。
So I bring you back to this outline.
那么我们现在又回到这一个这一段落中来。
I guarantee you that this one is not about miracle but it's about deception.
来，那我跟你讲了，这个不是赶鬼救人的神迹，这确实是
迷惑，
迷惑门徒被迷惑的。
Now if you take out the middle section,
那么如果我们把中间那个去掉的话，
This is really beautiful. It is, you know, echo each other.
那么你就知道这两个确实
前后呼应，
前后对应，前后对照呼应。
So Jesus prophesied the first time, Jesus prophesied the second time. And this two story actually a parallel story. They echo each other. They are twins. The twin story.
那么耶稣两次要讲受死和复活的预言，你就这两部呢实际上是像一个双胞胎一样前后呼应。
Alright, let's look at twin number one. Okay.
那么现在我们
find Peter's confession of Jesus.
那么大家看，就是第一个双胞胎的第一个那个故事，就是半瞎彼得的基督教。
So on it, you know, on the surface, Peter hit the jackpot, right? Peter got the correct answer. You are Christ, right?
那么表面上来说，我们知道彼得是。
But in reality, did Peter understand Jesus?
那么事实上，彼得真正的懂得了耶稣吗？
No, he didn't. When Jesus said he's going to Jerusalem, he said no way.
那么他并不是完全认识耶稣的。耶稣告诉他要到耶路撒冷啊受死，他说啊不行不能。
And therefore Jesus had to say, "Get away from me, why? Satan."
那么耶稣怎么说呢？耶稣撒旦。
So what this story is about?
那么这个故事又是讲什么呢？
This story is about Peter deceived by Satan.
那么确切的人还是呢，是彼得被撒旦迷惑。
He cannot understand Jesus' gospel mission, right?
他不懂耶稣福音和耶稣的那个在这世上的任务。
And in the same way, the disciple got deceived by the unclean spirit, and they cannot understand Jesus' gospel mission.
那么第二个呢，就是这些门徒被这巫鬼迷惑，他们不懂得这个复活啊、受死复活这个福音啊的使命。
And so Peter was deceived because he could not understand Jesus' messiahship. In the same way, the disciples are deceived because they could not understand Jesus' messiahship.
那么，就像第一个故事里面，彼得呢，他不能明白，不明白耶稣救恩的使命。那么后面今天这个故事同样的是门徒他不明白，他们不明白耶稣的救恩是。
Oh, but thank God that Jesus is with us, right? So Jesus cast out Satan for Peter.
要感谢神，耶稣是和我们的，为我们的，他替彼得呢把那个魔鬼撒旦。
You remember when I said that when Jesus say "Get away from me, Satan," there are two understanding of that phrase.
那么你还记得吗？就是说耶稣说。撒旦退我后面去吧，这里圈上有两个意思。
One meaning is that Peter, you tell you are with Satan. I don't want you to be here.
那么第一个呢、
right?
就是彼得啊，你是受魔鬼撒旦的迷惑的，你跟魔鬼撒旦在一起，你不能在这里。
But the second meaning, a deeper meaning is Jesus is casting out Satan from Peter.
那第二层意思呢，实际上是呢，啊，耶稣呢把撒旦魔鬼撒旦从啊彼得身上赶走。
You understand? And so,How did Jesus cast out Satan from Peter? Well, Jesus helped the disciple cast out Satan, and he helped cast out to rescue Peter from deception by revealing his messianic mission to Peter.
那么耶稣呢，把魔鬼撒旦从彼得身上赶走，他怎么赶走呢？他向啊、彼得启示了他救恩的使命。
Jesus prophesied about his heaven resurrection. Jesus wants Peter to understand the importance of the gospel.
那么耶稣呢向彼得显现了他受死复活的预言，实际上彼得懂得他的救恩的使命是什么。
In the same way, Jesus tried to rescue the disciple from deception by revealing his messianic mission to them by telling them about his heaven resurrection.
同样的耶稣为了拯救门徒， 把他的救恩的使命呢启示给他们啊，他是救世主。然后呢，同样的有这个受死复活的预言，让他们懂得。
Did Peter and the disciple got saved on that day?
那么彼得或者是门徒在那天都得救了吗
？No, they didn't. They were still clueless.
在那天他们并没有得救，因为他们。
But after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came.They are finally delivered from Satan's deception. You understand?
那么这就是五旬节。五旬节，圣灵到了以后，那个，撒旦最终的从这些门徒或者彼得身上赶走了。
And after the Holy Spirit came, this verse becomes the center of the message, isn't it?
那么圣灵到了以后，那么这段经文。
This is the gospel.
这就是。
If you ask Peter, what is the gospel?
那么如果你问彼得，那么福音究竟就是什么
？Peter will tell you the gospel is the Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of man, and they will kill him, and he will be killed on the third day. He will rise. That is the gospel.
那彼得会告诉你。什么是福音呢？福音就是人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后过三天他要复活。
And Peter will tell you that I was so dumb then, I don't understand the gospel.
那耶稣那个彼得会告诉你，那时候我真笨呢，我不懂。
I was so foolish.
我真傻啊。
I thought the good news is that Jesus will become king and I will get rich and famous.
那时候我在想呢，我纯粹是这么想的。耶稣呢会成为国王，那么我呢也会有钱有势。
When he told me this is the gospel, I don't understand.
他这时候告诉我这就是福音了，我不懂了。
But now I understand.
现在我懂了。
Money matters nothing to me.
那么现在呢，钱财和权力呢，对我来说不算。
Yeah, power matters nothing to me. All I care is that he died for me and he was raised for me.
那权力确确实不算什么，我只知道他为我死，为我复活。
You see, this is the Peter of Mark chapter 8. Peter does not understand the cross.
你知道，彼得在那个马可福音第八章，他还不太懂。
And in Mark chapter 9, you see the 12, which is in this story, when Jesus revealed to them the gospel, they couldn't understand.
那么第九章呢，十二门徒都在这里，耶稣把他们讲，为他们讲十字架的道，他们还不懂。
And in chapter 10, you will see James and John coming to Jesus, want to sit on the left and on the right with Jesus, right?
那么马可福音第十章，你如果读的话，你就会知道那个呢，雅各和约翰把他妈叫来，然后呢，他们就是讲到将来呢，他想一个坐在耶稣的左边，一个坐在耶稣的右边。
Do they understand the cross?
那么那时候你知道他们懂得十字架的道理吗
？Do they say they love Jesus? They want to sit next to him?
那么你就说呢，他们爱耶稣，他们想坐在耶稣的旁边吗
？I mean, it would be very cute if it happened in the kindergarten, you know?
你确实是，如果这实际上也确实蛮好玩。
如果在幼儿园里面，那就很可爱，对不对？But this is not. They are fighting for power.
在幼儿园这个，那么
they do not, they don't want the cross.
他们并不想要。
They want money and they want power. You see?
他们想要的是金钱和权力。
So three chapters in a row, all the disciples are totally blinded. They are deceived by the unclean spirit.
整个三章里面，这些门徒呢都不懂，他们都被撒旦迷惑了，被那污秽给迷惑了。
You ask what has it to do with us today?
那么你就问，那么这故事跟我们今天有什么
？Everything.
那么实际上是所有的。
You know, almost every time I come here, I have to show this guy, right? They are my favorite people.
那么每次我来呢，我就想跟大家显示这两个人。
Because you listen to the gospel that being preached out there is all about money and power.
如果你听他们的福音的话，你就会知道他们要讲的福音都是金钱啊、权力啊。
Let me ask you, is that the gospel?
那么我问你，这是福音吗
？That is not the gospel.
这不是。
So I'm preaching to you Mark chapter 9 today.In my own church, we are going through Mark chapter 10.
那么在我自己的教会呢，我们现在在讲马可福音。
I tell you, Mark chapter 10 is a lot more fun than Mark chapter 9, even nicer.
第十章呢更有趣，更好。
So I can't help but I have to show you something that I show my congregation today.
那么我确确实实的没办法，我要跟大家讲一些我在我的那个教会里给大家显示的一些东西。
So if you want to understand Master Patan, you have to know that Master Patan has a structure. Has a structure.
那么你要想懂那个马可福音第十章呢，你要知道马可福音那个里面有个结构的。
Now this is a Chinese version. Okay. And the structure is what we call a chiasm. You see, it's like arrow, right?
像个箭头一样。
And the beginning echo the end, or the end echo the beginning, the middle part echo each other.
那么呢，就是头和尾是相互呼应。
So
中间的也是相互呼应。
At the center of this master plan.
那么在这个马可福音第十章的中心又是什么呢
？The cross.
这十字架。
The cross is the gate of the kingdom.
那么这十字架呢，就是天国给我们的。
Jesus himself is the gift of the kingdom.
那么耶稣他自己就是天国给我们的。
But you see that being squeezed in on the kingdom of God, there are two stories that are very interesting.
那么在这个天国十字架中间夹在中间的两边呢，是两个故事呢，人们都还是要财富和权利。
And they are negative stories, right? One is a young rich man. You remember him?
那么当然都是负面的故事，一个呢就是有钱的少年。
And the other story is about James and John.
那么另外一个呢就是雅各和约翰，对吧
？Okay, if I put it another way, all right, this is the structure of Master Plan.
如果呢我给他把那个马可福音的结构稍微变化一下，是这么一个看法。
Jesus is inviting his disciples to receive the gifts of the kingdom.
那么耶稣呢是想大家呢都接受神国给我们的礼物。
And Jesus inviting them to walk with him on the way to the cross.
那么耶稣呢在邀请他们去十字架。
What does it mean to walk with Jesus on the way to the cross?
那么这什么意思呢？跟随耶稣到十字架。
It means you forsake power and you forsake wealth.
什么意思呢？就说明要求你放弃权力，放弃财富。
If you look at the structure of Master Plan, Mark is trying to tell us that there are two major stumbling blocks to anyone who wants to follow Jesus.
那么，如果你仔细看那个马可福音第十章的这个结构来说，你就知道，就是每个人进天国都有两个大石头会绊你的。
One is money, the other one is power.
一个就是钱，一个就是权。
There's only one way to walk, and that is by forsaking the pursuit of money and the pursuit of power.
今天我只有一条路，你要放弃金钱。
Focus on Jesus, on the gospel.
你要定睛在耶稣，定睛在福音上面。
Remember what Jesus said that if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily.
大家记住啊，这个第八章，耶稣对他们说：“若有人要跟从，就当舍己，背起他的十字架。”
What does it mean that we take up our cross and follow Jesus?
那么，背起我们自己的十字架，跟耶稣有什么意思
？Well, there are two meanings, two levels of meaning.
那么这里还是有两层意思。
The first level of meaning is that when you see yourself carrying the cross, you know that you are a guilty man before God. You are condemned to die.
那么第一层意思就是你知道你要背十字架，就说明你认识到你有罪，你应当死。
And the only one way that we could be saved, we can come into the God's kingdom, is through Jesus and His cross.
那么如果我们想进天国，那么唯一的道路就是来到耶稣面前。
It is only through the cross and the empty tomb can we enter into God's kingdom.
那么唯有信靠啊那个十字架，我们才能进天国。
But there's also another meaning to it.
那么还有另外一层意思。
The life that follows Jesus is one that deny ourselves and take up this cross.
那么这条路呢，就是要我们要舍己，要背起他的十字架。
That means that our old self die.
那说明就说呢，我们呢就我要死。
That means we'll die to this world.
我们要对这个世上。
We are dead to the pursuit of this world.
那么。我们对这个世上的追求呢，我们实际上像死。
You know, we turn around from this world, we move towards the heavenly kingdom.
那么我们要转向天国。
It's lovely. This morning, you know, I passed on two copies of Pilgrim Progress. to my you know a couple of my members.
啊，今天早上呢，我把那个两本书《天国历程》
两本的天国
两本的天国
天路历程
的这本书，
so,
给他那个教会的朋友。
One Chinese version I have this like kiddie version I pass it to a 10-year-old girl. Just came from China.
啊，那么有一个呢是一个是。是英语的是吧？
中文的，中文的是小儿童版的。
一个儿童版，一个中文的儿童版，我给了一个十岁的小女孩，她刚从中国来。
Yeah, and I was encouraging her to read.
那么我在鼓励她去读。
She read some, and I asked her, "Do you understand?"
那么她稍微翻了翻，那我就懂，问她。
She said some, but not.
那就是让我懂一些，但不全。
But that is a good book to read. Because it's about turning away from this world and begin to walk towards the heavenly kingdom.
那么这本书实际上是告诉我们，我们要从这个世上转向，走向天国的路。
Deny yourself and take up Jesus' cross and walk towards God's kingdom.
那么就是啊，舍己背起他的十字架，那向天国。
You know how difficult it is?
你知道很困难吗？
You know how difficult? How many people around you are going to stop you from doing that?
中国的很多人会让你不要再做这件事。
I love the first chapter of Pilgrim Progress.
那么，天路历程的那个第一章呢，我很喜欢。
Is when Christian, you know, the pilgrim, when he was about to go to leave his home towards heavenly kingdom.
就是那个
天路客。
天路客呢，那个也叫基督徒，他要开始走了，走天路了。
His whole family begged him not to go.All his neighbors show up and say, come on, don't believe in those things. Stay here, everything is great.
那么他的邻居呢，都会到他身边来说，哎呀，别相信那些，你家里多好呀，待在这吧。
And he, when he was leaving his town,
那么他离开了他那个镇。
He had to shut his ear like this. He's running, but he had to put his finger in his ears.
他要把他那个手指头放在耳朵里。
And he had to cry to himself, life, 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 我要生命。
那么他同时要叫我要生命。
Because he knows that when he stopped shouting to himself, when he opened his ear, these people are going to drag him back to the town. You understand?
那么他知道，他如果不叫这个话，他把耳朵放开，这些人呢，他城里的人呢，会把他再放。
This is how difficult it is to walk in the narrow way of Jesus.
确实是。跟随耶稣基督很难，路很窄。
You know, as a Christian, even our whole life should be walking in the shadow of the cross. Our whole life should have the mark of the cross.
那么，作为一个基督徒，我们一生都要有啊十字架的影子，要有十字架的印子。
What does it mean for me as a Christian to walk in the shadow of the cross?
那么，对我们每个人来说，作为一个基督徒，我们走在十字架的影子里又有什么意思？
It means that I am no longer pursuing power. I'm not pursuing riches. I'm living for God.
那么，其实就是我们要放弃对权力、对金钱的、对财富的追求，对我们唯一的就是神。
I walk in this narrow way with Jesus.
那我们在这个窄路上和耶稣。
Is it easy?
那么是不是容易呢
？Is it easy not to pursue those things?
那么不追求这些东西是不是容易呢
？It's very hard.It's very hard because there are tons of people around us who will whisper in our ears that it is good to pursue those things.
那么在我们周围有很多很多人会在我们的耳里说很多很多的话，追求这些事是好的。
Satan wants you to pursue those things.
那么他们魔鬼撒旦呢，也像要你追求这些。
Satan knows that if someone is looking for power and looking for wealth, then someone cannot walk with Jesus.
因为魔鬼撒旦知道，如果你追求财富或者追求权力，你就不可能跟随耶稣在这个道路上。
So Satan wants every one of us to be pursuing money and power and all the pleasure of this world.
那么撒旦呢，是想叫我们每个人在这个世上追求金钱，追求权力，追求这个市场。
Satan's greatest prayer and work is for every one of us here to be pursuing American dream.
那么。 撒旦的祷告，最后他的祷告就是让我们这个世上所有的人都实现你自己的美国梦。
You see, if all of us are pursuing American dream, nobody will be walking the way of Jesus. Nobody will be pursuing God's kingdom.
如果每个人都在追求美国梦的话，就没有人走天国。
Because what is American dream all about?
那美国梦究竟是什么呢？
Money and power.
就是财富和权力。
你说 No, come on, Pastor Lam, I'm not that greedy. I don't need to be like Bill Gates.
就说哎呀，那林牧师啊，你不要这么讲啊，我们没这么贪心呢、啊，我们不想要 Bill Gates 那么。
And I've never thought about becoming a president of America.
我也从来没有想过做美国总统。
I power mean nothing to me.
啊，那么权力呢，对我来说没有多大意思。
Really?
真的吗
？You see, we're all immigrants.
那么我们都是移民。
And immigrants are famous to pursue financial security.
那么、
right?
移民呢确实很有名，就是呢在金财上呢会有这个安全感。
And for us, even though we may not thinking about becoming the most powerful man in DC, but we could be thinking about we want to rise in our social status, isn't it?
那么或许我们没有说我们不想在美国是最有权力的人，但是呢我们确实想在我们那个社会的地位上，我们要提高。
All these things that we own contribute to our status in the society, isn't it?
那么，我们在这个上所拥有的，对我们这个社会的地位，确实是有很大的关系。
What kind of job I have?
那么我有什么样的工作
？How much pay I get?
那么我工资是多少
？Where do I live?
那么我在什么地方生活
？What kind of house do I live in?
那么什么样的房子我有
？What kind of car do I drive?
我开什么样的车啊
？What kind of school do I go to?
那么我去什么样的学校
？And we as the immigrants are being tempted every day to pursue this thing.
那么我们作为新的移民，每天我们都被这些迷惑。
We think that this is the gospel.
那么我或许想，这就是福音啊。
Is this the gospel?
那么这是福音。
This is the opposite of the gospel.
这实际上是福音的反面。
Think about this.
你想一想。
Let's read these two verses. This is really amazing. Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to this boy?" And he said, "From childhood, and it has often cast him into fire, into water to destroy him."
那么再回到这个经文来。耶稣问他父亲说：“他得这病有多少日子呢？”回答说：“从小的时候，鬼是把他扔在火里、水里要灭。”
You see, this is a picture about satanic deception.
那么，这个就是这个魔鬼撒旦迷惑我们的一个很好的照片啊。
From childhood.
从幼小的时候
I tell you what, you know, ever since I was born, I've been thrown into fire and water.
那么我告诉你。自从我出生以后，我也被扔到火里和水里。
Now I know my parents going to be not happy, right? That I say this, right?
如果我说这话呢，我父母大概不会很高兴。
My parents say, we love you so much, we care everything for you.
那我父母会说我深深的爱你啊，我对你很关心啊。
We send you to good school, we encourage you to do well.
那么我们送你到好学校，我们要你做个好人呢、啊。
We hope that you will have financial security.
那么我们希望呢，你确实在这个财务上呢有安全、啊。
We hope that one day your life will be better than ours.
那么我们希望你将来的生活比我们的生活好啊。
Do you see that? From childhood, I was fed with fire and water.
真的，你看到吗？自从我是幼儿的时候，我就被扔在火里和水里。
Did I grow up in Hong Kong, right?
那么我在香港长大。
Before I know addition subtraction, I'm looking at the TV screen about stock market.
那么我在香港长大，还没学会加减的时候，我看电视，电视上就是股市。
I look at the number, I know is it up or down.
我看见那个号码，我就知道是股市上涨了还是下跌。
If it's up, I know my dad will be very happy that day.
上了呢，那我父亲会很高兴的。
You see, because I know that the stock market is the good news.
知道吗？这个股市如果上涨的是好消息。
I was thrown into fire and water every day since childhood.
我知道，我从小我就被扔在火里和水里。
Can you imagine this? That perhaps your greatest obstacle to follow Jesus, to walk in the way of the cross, is your parents.
那么你想想，你真的想跟随耶稣基督走天国的路，其实最大的 困难，
可能
是你父母，
可能是你父母，
是
父母
对
啊、well, you know, but we have this media thing going on. Everything is feeding us to us so that we could what? We could rise in our social ladder.
那么我们也知道，在这媒体里，天天都在告诉我们，我们做这样的事，那么我们的社会地位就会提高。
Not only that, you go to school, the schools, the teachers, and your parents, your relatives, everybody is throwing us into fire and water to destroy us.
你要知道，等我们长大，不管到学校里，老师们、我们的邻居、我们的朋友，都会把我们扔到火里和水里。
We have to pray that Jesus will save us from fire and water, from money and power.
我们确确实实要祷告。求神把我们从水里火里救出来。
See how Jesus saved the boy.
那么耶稣怎么样说呢？
And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, I command you, come out of him. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out.
那么耶稣对孩子又怎么说呢？说我吩咐你从他里头出来。那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风，就出来。
And keep reading. And the boy was like a calf, so that most of them said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up and say, and he arose.
那么再继续读，就是孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死。但耶稣拉着他的手，扶他起来，他就站起。
Do you see how Jesus healed this boy?
那么你看见耶稣是怎么医治这个孩子？
It's almost comical.
那么确实也是有点好像很好笑的。
It's almost like before Jesus can heal him, Jesus had to kill him.
那么真相，耶稣要救这个人，要先把他杀死。
He had to make him dead.
他要把他致死。
And then what happened? He arose.
那么后来又怎么着？他站起来。
Is it not what Jesus said that if anyone would like to come after me, he had to die to himself, he had to deny himself, you have to be dead, and I will raise you up.And you will follow me.
那么，就耶稣告诉所有人就这样：你如果想跟随我，你要先死，你要先在我面前死，为你劳我死。死了以后，耶稣会把你扔出来，你会跟随。
This is what Jesus will do to everyone who will come to him. He will make them dead to this world, to themselves, and then he will make them rise and follow him.
就像就是耶稣对每个跟随他的人都要这么做：你要跟随他，你就要先对这个世界而死。要死去，死去以后，耶稣使你复活。
That lead us to the final verse.
那么现在就最后一段话。
The most amazing verse. And he said to them, the kind, this kind of demons cannot be driven out but by anything but prayer.
那么耶稣是这么说的：非用祷告，这类的鬼总不能出来。
What does that mean? What does it mean that this kind of demon can only be delivered driven out by prayer?
那么就说这一类的巫鬼非得用祷告才能赶出来，这有什么意思？
Does it mean that the disciple forgot to pray when they brought him the boy?
是不是这个门徒们第一次碰见这个孩子的时候不能赶鬼出来，是不是他们忘了祷告？
Did they not pray enough? They only pray for 5 minutes. If they have prayed 5 minutes and a half, then they will get this.
或者就是他们祷告的时间太短，只祷告了5分钟，也许5分半钟这个鬼就能醒。
Or if Jesus say that, you know, 你们平时没有好好做功课 ，right? You don't usually you didn't do your homework in learning to pray during your daily life. That's why you have no power.To drive out this boy.
或许耶稣问他是不是告诉他们说：“哎呀，你们这些人呐，没有好好去做你们祷告的功课，你们祷告功课不够，所以你们能力不够啊。”
Is it really have something to do with prayer?
那么真的和那样的祷告有关系吗
？I don't think so.
是的。
I think Jesus is alluding to something that will happen in the very near future.
耶稣实际上是在指的。将来马上就要发生的事来说这件事呢。
You remember, very soon Jesus will be in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那么你会记得，很快耶稣要到哥西马尼园里。
And Jesus will be praying because he was going up to the cross.
那么耶稣祷告，因为他要上。
And while Jesus was praying, what were the disciples doing?
那么耶稣祷告的时候，他三个门徒在干嘛
？They were sleeping.People will say, well, why this? Well, they, well, come on, it's midnight, of course. They're not used to staying up, not like us.
那么有些人说啊，他们睡觉确实是啊，他们这已经是深更半夜了，他们睡觉也没多大关系。
Don't have coffee, I mean, right?
那时候也没有咖啡啊。
So is it why they're sleeping?
那么是他们就是要这样睡觉吗
？No, it's not. You see, sleeping reflect a person's spiritual condition.
那么睡觉实际上和你每个人的灵命很有关系的。
They were sleeping because they have no idea what is going to happen. They don't know that Jesus is about to go up to the cross.
他们睡觉是因为他们不知道将要发生什么事。
Jesus said,
他们不知道耶稣要上十字架。
And Jesus said that.The way not to sleep is to watch and pray.
那么耶稣告诉我们，你不睡觉，你怎么做呢？就要警醒祷告。
Watch what? Watch the cross and his resurrection.
那么看什么呢？就是要看。
Focus your whole life on the true gospel. Follow Jesus on the way to the cross.
你的生命就应该以十字架。耶稣复活为中心，你应该跟随十字架。
The disciples' problem is not that they don't pray.
那么门徒呢？他们的问题不是他们不祷告。
If you tell the disciple if they pray hard, they will get power and riches. You think they will pray?
如果你告诉他们，哎呀，你们如果祷告很很诚心的祷告，很吃力的祷告，你会得到权力和财富。
If you tell them that if they pray hard enough, they will get power and riches. They will be praying every day.
如果你告诉他们，你祷告的话，你就能得到财富和权力，那么他们每天都会祷告你。
You remember my friend's mom who prayed for him like 3 hours for his artificial intelligence exam?
你还记得我前面讲到有一次他一个朋友然后那个是
对就是他妈妈为他祷告3个小时因为他在考这个人工智能的考试
他要考试
You see his mom was praying all night but for what? Money and power
他妈妈一晚上祷告3个小时为了他人工智能的考试祷告为了什么
His mom was deceived. His mom was a victim of this kind of spirit. You understand? So, dear brother and sister, I want to tell you that this kind of demon continues to exist today. They're all over the place.And worse still, they are here with us. Worse still, they are within us. They are following us. Maybe we are their best instrument to fill this world with deception. But Jesus called us to keep watch and watching the gospel. Preach the gospel. Make this gospel the most important and the most precious thing in your life.
那么让这个福音确实在你的生活中做
最宝贵的东西。And then you can walk with Jesus.
那么这样的话，你就能跟耶稣。
I want to end with the first question in Heidelberg Catechism.
那么在这个我以这个结束吧，就是海德堡信仰要理问答里面的第一个问题是什么呢？
Since we want to be a reformed church, Heidelberg Catechism is a reformed confession.
那么我们是一个海德宗的教会，那么这个海德堡信仰要理呢，海德宗的一个那个要理。
Every time I read the question one and the answer, I feel very moved.
那么每一次我读这个，我都是感动。
Because these are the people who know what it means to follow Jesus.
这些人他们真的懂得跟随耶稣基督。
Question number one.
那么第一个问题是。
What is your only comfort in life and death?
那么你在生与死中的唯一安慰。
You know, why they even ask question like that? Because they were under persecution too.
那么你要知道他们为什么这个问题？他其实在那时候。改革宗的那个基督徒是受迫害的。
So they don't know when they may die and may have to die for Jesus. So, but they ask this very important question: What is my only comfort in life and death?
那么他们确实是不知道他们什么时候会耶稣受死。那么他们死的时候，那么他们当然就有这个问题。那么在我的生命中，我生和死唯一的安慰又是什么呢
？So you go home and you try to answer in 500 words. See what you come up with.
那么你回家，你也许会用那个五百个词以下，你回答这个问题试试看。
Maybe you dream about all the my only comfort is that whenever I have problem, Jesus will heal me and help me and blah blah blah.
也许你会说呢，任何时候如果有难处的话，耶稣会来帮我，会来照顾我。
Oh, my only comfort is that I just bought a life insurance.Even I die, my wife and my kids are going to be rich, huh? Oh, no. See how they answer. My only comfort in life and in death is that I, with body and soul, both in life and death, am not on my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and delivered me from all the power of the devil, and that all things work together for my salvation. Therefore, by his Spirit, he also assured me of eternal life and make me sincerely willing and ready from now on to live for him.I mean, this is like loaded. All right, 我要你去读。
Okay, 这个故事这段回答实在是很长，里面的意思也很多。
Yeah.
这么回答的：我唯一的安慰是在生和死两者之中，我身体、灵魂都不再属于我自己，乃是属于我相信的救主耶稣基督。他用宝血完全涂抹了我一切的罪恶，并救赎我脱离魔鬼一切的权势。他又叫万事互相效力使我得救，因为我属基督，他借着圣灵使我确实知道有永生，也使我从此以后甘心乐意为他而活。
What is my only comfort in this life, in life and in death?
那么咱回答，在这个世上生和死我唯一的安慰是什么？
It's the gospel. Jesus died and raised for me. I belong to him.
就是福音，耶稣为我而死，复活，我属于他。
And not only that,
啊，不光是这个。
My greatest joy in life is to live for him.
那么我人生最大的喜悦就是为他而活。
That is the gospel.
这就是福音。
That's the gospel. Follow Jesus with such a joy and delight.
那么这个福音就是我们能够跟随耶稣基督有。
I was preaching this morning on the story of Bartimaeus, Bartimai, 那个瞎子 the blind beggar Bartimaeus, Bartimai.
那个瞎子的Bartimai那个今天早上我讲到就是讲这个故事。
And I was telling my congregation what a moving story it is because they talk about when Jesus called Bartimaeus.
那么这个是很感人的故事。耶稣在呼召这个巴提麦亚。
You know, he left his cloak. You know, he has a blanket. He left his blanket.
那么他把他的那个衣服放了。
Yeah, and he sprang up.
他就跳起来。
And he sprang up to follow Jesus.
他跳起来跟随耶稣。
You think about the joy of springing up to follow Jesus.You know, sometimes at home we ask the kids to do things, right?
那么在家里有时候我们会叫孩子们帮我们做什么事。
I was like, clean up time.
然后我们说，哎呀，打扫了。
And my kids will drag and drag. Okay, okay.
那么孩子们，好吧。
They would do it.
那么他确实会慢慢做。
Okay, very slowly.
然后会想，好吧。
But if I said.Who wants ice cream? Me!
人跳起来说我想要。
Who wants Jesus?
那么谁想要耶稣？
Me! We want to follow him. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven.
我们天父。
Oh, thank you for your grace.
我们为你的恩典献上我们的感谢。
But what a marvelous thing that Jesus has done for his people.
耶稣为他的子民所做的。
He died for us and he was raised for us.
他为我们死，他为我们复活。
He secured for us all our eternity.
他向我们有永生。
He promised that all things will work out for our salvation.
他向我们
万事效力。
他借着万事效力让我们得益处。
And he promised that as we live for him, he will walk with us and he will give us joy and satisfaction.
他也向我们应许，如果我们跟随他，我们一生就有喜乐，就有满足。
We pray that we will walk with him. We pray that we will not be deceived like the disciples, like Peter. We pray that we will not fall victim to this kind of unclean spirit. We pray that we will not be pursuing things of this world. Let's dream for the kingdom and not for the American dream. I pray for the young ones here especially that you will work your gospel into their hearts. Walk against the ties of this culture and even of their own family objection. Live for Jesus. Because you are our greatest treasure. We can't wait to follow him. We have to spring up and jump towards him. Pray that we will be like Bartimaeus. That we may see and follow. And we pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.